Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, Jeff just canceled his Uber driver because this is the he-him that they sent him. That's a bearded lady and not a man. I can't wait until Waymo is everywhere and we don't have to deal with this pronoun poop anymore. But look on the bright side. This individual is probably better than the average Jeet. The most important question we need to ask is, does the person in the picture use wax for that mustache to make it curl that way? Up next, Abby says that this is a healthy 22-year-old body. The community note on X tells her that she's morbidly obese and not healthy. I wouldn't be surprised if kids mistake her for a beach ball or land whale when she's on vacation. Another thing I wouldn't be surprised about is if her blood type is Mayo. Maybe someone should set something up on Polymarket predicting when she's going to pass away. I'd say somewhere between the age of 35 and 40. Number 3, 30 years ago, mothers put their sons in school to help them learn discipline. Today they're taking them out of school to avoid them being indoctrinated. But would you look at that? He's still got his tablet, so the message will continue to spread into an impressionable little mind. Or then again, maybe this is just about getting kids in the house in 1996 because they played outside too much. And now they want their sons outside because they spend way too much inside playing on that tablet. Looks like women can't have their sons having fun, just like they can't have their husbands enjoying themselves either. Moving on, someone asks, does this cake scare you? And someone responds by saying, I always wanted a cake that will cut itself. Either that or to change their so-called gender to put an end to this cruel, cruel world. Pick one. If I was a baker, I'd be making as many of these as I can, and double then triple the normal price, and call it the sweet pride cake or something. Then again, I could fill it with bologna to show that it's one thing pretending to be something else. Number 5, oh no, would you look at that. The rise of DNA paternity tests is tearing communities apart in the African country of Uganda. No, it's women's cheating and getting pregnant with other men that's tearing communities apart. It's just in the past there was no way to prove women's infidelity. This article says that women should be able to cuck their men, and the men should shut up and take it. Meanwhile, in countries like Switzerland, Germany, and France, it's illegal to know if you're a cuck or not by getting one of these tests. Up next, this Wayman says that single mothers are the most terrifying women to date, because they've proven that they can raise a child without a man. Actually, that's not true, because most of them still rely on a man's alimony or child support money, and if that fails, then they get government welfare, which is also just men's tax money in disguise. What this woman is saying is cope, because she probably has a African, and little to no men want to date her. Number 7, is in my imagination, or does a scary cat look like it's making some sort of sexy pose? Look at the way those anthropomorphized legs are just hanging there, like some sort of feline Muppet. I've never seen a cat sit like that before. Also, with ears like that, it sort of looks like a cat wolf. Either that or some dead girl somewhere possessed the cat's body, and she's got a crush on the guy she's looking at. Creepy as F. Moving on, by the looks of this, I think Japan actually gets it. That they have the choice between robots or migrants. One situation has a future for the Japanese people, and the other doesn't. I especially like the faces on some of the Japanese people who've turned into cyborgs and are walking around with robotic children. Just because countries like Canada and Australia have chosen to have a brown future doesn't mean that Japan has to follow their lead. Number 9, someone wants this explained to them like they're 5 years old. Of course, the northern hemisphere has to be stretched out to fit on a flat map. Putting a round ball on a 2D space will distort things. Also, the maps were made for people outside of Africa. If you want to know what the Earth really looks like, then get a globe instead of a map. Here's a picture of how big countries are on a map versus how big they are in real life. Crazy how Canada almost looks smaller than America. Up next, 91% of men say feeling respected is more important than being told I love you. Absolutely, and that's why I left a long-term relationship. Because I was being disrespected. Women want to feel loved, and for men, being respected is the equivalent. Once she starts belittling you, and you stay with her, then you're a simp. If women only realized how important respect is for men, then the world would be a much better place. No respect for men equals no love for women. Number 11, the former mistress of Google CEO Eric Schmidt accuses him of rape and creepy surveillance in court. I think he spied on her to make sure she wasn't smashing another man on the side. But as for rape, I think that's a false allegation. Because how can you rape a mistress? This is just another example of how women got involved with older and wealthier men with high status. She was probably just looking for a payday and things backfired on her. Moving on, people are ringing the alarm that a smaller percentage of the world population is of European descent these days. The graph for people of African descent is going in the opposite direction, though. But let's see if all that continues with all the food that white people produce and send to Africa. Their culling will happen quickly because they can't produce what they need. But even when they realize that they're dependent on Europeans, they will still believe that Europeans are causing their problems by leaving them alone. Number 13, Danielle says that all the men out there are only finding younger to mid-20s women attractive. If your attraction doesn't age with you, then you're a predator. Looks like we've just identified a bitter woman that keeps losing the men she wants to women that are 10 to 15 years younger than her. She obviously knows men are attracted to peak fertility, which is below 25. But she doesn't like the rules of evolution and wants to change male behavior and preference using shaming language instead. Up next, this Louisiana teacher was sentenced to 41 years for serving cupcakes to her students laced with her husband's sperm. I bet her family is happy she isn't cooking Christmas dinner this year. If only she had slept with her students instead, then she would have served just a year or two in prison. What I'm curious about is how did anyone even find out about this? Also, did her husband put his baby batter in the cupcake batter unknowingly? If so, then he needs to be locked up too. Number 15, what's the secret to Michelle Obama's glow up? I don't see a glow up, more like a throw up. I also see another victim of Ozempic here. She of course denies using it. Most people will because it means that they're just being lazy and not doing it the old fashioned way with diet and exercise. Also, I don't know about you, but when I see this, I think that something is going to grow up from under those nether regions. Moving on, this is the average college experience in Canada these days. This isn't a joke. I saw this at a graduation in Hamilton last year. There were more Middle Eastern and African people too. This has too many Jeets. I also only saw 2 or 3% of the students as white. As for the students in this picture, do you really think that there are enough high-paying jobs for all those Indian people? Probably not. Makes me wonder what they're going to do after school. Number 17, this Japanese scientist discovered autophagy in the 1990s. And how when you fast for 16 to 20 hours straight per day, your cells go into cleanup mode to get rid of all the junk swimming around in your body. Being in a state of autophagy also increases your lifespan. That's also why it's important to try to finish all your meals within 4 to 5 hours, and not snack for the rest of the day. It's called intermittent fasting and it works. Up next, the mental illness is strong with this one. This Wayman's 15-year-old trans son is going through menopause and she's so proud of him. She's so proud that she sterilized her own daughter. It's usually the mothers that push their kids to do this. Are women encouraging their kids to do this because it increases the amount of attention and virtue signaling points in the eyes of others? Or are they just handicapping their own kids so they remain dependent on them forever? Number 19, for decades we were told how New York was slowly sinking into the Atlantic Ocean thanks to climate change, and that the sea level was rising. But now it's come out that the city is actually sinking 2 millimeters a year due to excessive weight of all the skyscrapers on Manhattan. That's also what happens when you make a major city on a swampy woodland. I wouldn't be surprised if it starts sinking even faster from importing all those illegal migrants. Moving on, the CEO of Cracker Barrel says she felt like she was fired by America after the redesign backfired. Remember that women are victims, unable to take the blame for their own bad decisions. Why didn't she just do some focus groups to see what people really wanted? It's not her fault. It's America's fault. Also, she wasn't even fired. She's still the CEO of Honky Barrel, and the board didn't even get rid of her. They should have, though. Why is she still there? Number 21, to all the Gen Z and Alpha guys out there, remember, this is what they took from you. But who is they? The wealthy capitalists, of course. Remember that the only reason this was normal from the 1950s to the 2000s was because of communism. Western industrialists feared communism so much that they gave their workers a decent standard of living, so they wouldn't fight back and create a communist American revolution. After communism collapsed, inequality ended up shooting up through the roof. Up next, Hayley Williams has taken over the music industry, and her misogynistic industry can't do a thing to stop her. Because this is what oppression looks like. An industry so misogynistic that women are rising to the top of it. talk about unfair and marginalized. Her music is bland and sounds like stuff you might hear in the background at a discount clothing store or in an elevator. I wouldn't even go to her concert if you gave me free tickets. Number 23, Houses for Quality. The Telegraph says that midlife divorce is good for you so long as you're a woman. Of course, because women get away with like band-aids with cash and prizes. Quite often more than half while a guy gets financially wrecked. I also wouldn't be surprised if this article was sponsored by divorce lawyers somehow. Sounds like the lamestream media and their lawyer friends are trying to talk women out of perfectly good relationships. Moving on, Stephen Guilbeault resigns from Mark Carney's cabinet. After Carney makes an agreement to make a pipeline with Alberta. At first I thought he quit because of his morality, because he's an environmentalist. Only later did I learn that he just qualified for his pension mere days before his announcement. So I think it's just plausible deniability that he was being virtuous when it's probably because he was just being lazy. Regardless, good riddance. Number 25 and the last one, choose your favorite female body type. For most guys, it would be the one that's toned. For me, I'd have to take the one that's so-called fit. She's actually thick with slightly less large hips. Those look like I would asphyxiate if she used them when sitting on my head. Anyone who picks the chubby woman is either a black man or a lesbian. Why anyone would be with her, I'll never know. Probably because the thirst is real. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.